These cognitive deficits, of course, have an underlying neural mechanism at the neural circuit level and also at the cellular level. So at the clinical scale, we can measure cognitive deficits using something like the Matrix Consensus of Cognitive Battery, MCCB. At the imaging scale, we can use measures such as EEG or functional imaging, especially functional connectivity, to try to understand what's being affected at the circuit level. And then even at the mechanistic scale, we can try to understand what's happening at the cellular level and even at the level of neurotransmitters, processes such as excitatory inhibitory imbalance, which I'll speak about in just a little bit.